The ferry project has been a priority of the Matanuska-Susitna Borough Administration for years. The keel was laid in August of 2006 at Alaska Ship and Dry Dock in Ketchikan. Now the completed vessel will be ready for delivery sometime between now and the end of the year, according to Borough Manager John Moosey. But the borough has not built any landings for the ship yet on either side of Knik Arm. So the problem is what to do with the ferry when it arrives. Estimates are that it will cost about $1 million a year to dry dock the Susitna.
We have been working hard to find another spot in the Ketchikan port area that will be less costly to us. We think probably by $250,000 cheaper just annually to hold it there. We have been working with different communities on some different delivery sites in addition to Anchorage.
At a meeting 2 weeks ago, the Borough Assembly considered how the administration could reduce the operating costs of storing the Susitna while filling its obligations to the Federal Transit Administration and the Office of Naval Research. Both federal agencies are involved with the one-of-a-kind catamaran, dubbed an expeditionary or e-craft. Moosey says it's doubtful now if the ferry will be making any money for the borough anytime soon.
And looking at the numbers, looking at the time it's going to take to get the thing up, developing a good customer base, it's going to be a while. And I think short term, it definitely won't be able to meet its financial obligation short term. I think longer term, if the customer base is developed, it can.
The Borough Assembly has directed Moosey to gather more information on 8 specific areas. Obviously, seeking additional grants for ferry landings is one of them. Moosey says the borough has $7 million earmarked for a landing on the borough side.
We can do it for as little as $7 million and as much as probably $15 million. And the difference is it just passenger or is it auto? Is where we're kind of debating. We have the money, the $7 million, and we have a plan in place for that for next year to actually construct it. However, our numbers show we need to have vehicles on there to make the most revenue we need. We're looking for something, and I want to say maybe quick and dirty, where it can be a design build.
The snag has always been an anchorage landing spot. The borough and the municipality have never come to agreement on exactly where the Susitna could safely unload its cars and passengers in the traffic-congested Port of Anchorage area. Steve Rebuffo is deputy director of the Port of Anchorage.
There never was, in any of the planning for the port expansion, an accommodation made for the ferry. In fact, the port expansion plans were finished long before the Matsu Borough had an opportunity to get this vessel at some point. After the fact, the port put up $150,000 to sit down with the borough to try and find a place to make the ferry fit at the port.
Rebuffo says the borough, after months of talks, decided not to land the boat at the port. Other options for a ferry resolution are more intriguing. One would sell the ship, then have it leased back to the borough. Whichever entity owns the vessel also owns the intellectual property that goes with it. The borough owns 50% of the intellectual property assigned to the ship.
This is a very unique boat, and we have been working with different groups. I think even the Australian Navy is looking at this design.
Is there a dollar value on that?
We're trying to get that, but because it's unique, and we're looking at just maybe selling that option for intellectual property, as opposed to not attaching it to the actual purchase of the ship.
The saga of the Susitna is a long and complicated one. Initial cost estimates ranged from $44 to $58 million for the ship alone. Final costs are more like $71 million. The Navy picked up the tab because the Office of Naval Research, Sea and Warfare and Weapons Department looks on the vessel as the forerunner of the Navy's next generation of ships. But the immediate problem is where to put the ship until its ferry runs start. The borough is currently working on lease agreements with private companies. One other option discussed at the August meeting, incorporating the ferry into the state's Alaska Marine Highway System. I'm Ellen Lockyer.